Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
strong will has upon you. With this aspect, you are basically no match for her in terms of will. She has the power to cause you to change your mode of operation according to her dictates. This is an aspect that is indicative of your sister being a dictator. This conjunction, and mind you, I'm just reading about the conjunctions. This is why I isolate the conjunctions. The conjunction between her Neptune and your Mars is a big part of the problem. This aspect points to her not treating you as a distinct individual. She may often overstep her boundaries with respect to you. She basically sees you as a mere extension of herself. This relationship can inhibit your progress and productivity due to the debilitating nature of Neptune. She may be one of your main sources of misery and discouragement. The problem with this aspect is that it can make it hard to fully break ties with her, despite the abuse that she doles out. Now I'm going to read some of the challenging ones, and then that'll be it for tonight's show. Scroll. Okay. So they're a duo that has sun square sun. So that's that's not good. And then there's Mars opposition moon, which is a very challenging aspect for synastry. So what I wrote about that is this opposition can be quite nasty since it can manifest as extremely inconsiderate and disrespectful behavior on your sister's condemnation, scorn, and antagonism. Growing up, the two of you most likely were at odds from a very early age. This opposition can point to her purposely doing things to hurt your feelings and to make you feel insecure. The two of you may be related by blood, but that's basically as far as it goes, since this aspect denotes serious conflict and extreme disregard for your feelings. Mars square Saturn is pretty hard for relationships, too, because it basically, the person's Saturn is thwarting the other person's progress or actions or what have you. So the square between her Mars and your Saturn is indicative of a relationship that is filled with tension, conflict, and hatred. Good thing is, since it's your Saturn, you will only allow your sister to get so far before you put a stop to her abusive antics. When you stand up for yourself, she may actually back down. This aspect is also indicative of her feeling that you try to thwart her attempts to make strides in life. She basically blames you for a lot of her shortcomings and challenges. It will be very hard to maintain a harmonious relationship as a result of this aspect. And then I'm going to just read about the Chiron one. Wait a minute, she might have some Pluto ones too that make it quite nasty. Oh, yeah, Pluto square sun. Ooh. I'll read about this one. Your sun is squared by her Pluto, and this is one of the most challenging aspects of the synastry. This aspect echoes the sun square Pluto aspect that is in your natal chart. So this is another person. He didn't have any choice in this matter because it's her sister, but that sun square Pluto of her natal is being echoed in her the synastry chart between her and her sister, and this is because they were born in close proximity. So that's what I was talking about choosing partners who are very close to you in age. You definitely want to check out the synastry first, just in case one of those outer planets are,
oh my God, I just realized my headset wasn't fully in, so you probably couldn't hear me, and maybe that's why people were dropping off the line, and it is Mercury retrograde. Oh my God, that's probably what it is. The show might be a bust. Oh my God. I just noticed right now that my headset wasn't fully in, and I totally apologize because I wasn't even here. I just now heard the countdown. Oh, wow. I am so sorry, guys. But again, it's Mercury retrograde, and so that it makes sense. Mercury retrograde is in my third house. My headset was not fully plugged in, so I don't know if you guys were really hearing me or what the past couple of hours. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But anyway, I'm about to close out because I got 10 seconds left. Maybe that's why people were dropping off. I'm just like, I'm so like, wow. And the sun has just entered my third house. Now I'm going to have to play this back and see how muffled it sounds. Oh, wow. I'm just like so stunned right now. You don't know how I, like, oh, my God. I can't believe I just looked and my headset was not fully plugged in, which means that you probably couldn't hear me. Damn. I'm just going to end the show right now because I've had enough. So I'm going to listen to the replay. I hope that some of it recorded. I hope that you can hear my voice somewhat. But, again, maybe that's why people were dropping off the line. Maybe you guys couldn't hear me. So I apologize. But, again, it's Mercury retrograde. Wow. All right. I'm signing off. Peace and many blessings. I'm going to leave with an intro song. Wow.